Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Runaway Ghost by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Shadowbox.
Grandfather should be home soon,
said 6-year-old Benny. He pressed his nose against the living room window.
Any minute now, we'll find out about the surprise.
He sounded excited. 10-year-old Violet came up behind her younger brother.
I wonder what kind of surprise it is.
She looked out the window, too. There was no sign of Grandfather yet. Jessie, who was 12, was placing napkins around the dining room table.
It's not like Grandfather to be so mysterious, she said. Tell us again what he said on the phone, Henry.
He didn't say much,
said Henry, as he poured lemonade into tall glasses.
He wouldn't even give me a hint. He just said he was bringing home pizza for dinner, pizza and a surprise.
At 14, Henry was the oldest of the Alden children.
One thing's for sure, said Jessie. Grandfather's surprises are always fun.
At that, Watch, the family dog, looked up and barked in agreement. Violet had a faraway look in her eye.
Remember when Grandfather surprised us with the boxcar?
The others nodded and smiled. After their parents died, the 4 Alden children had run away. They discovered an abandoned boxcar in the woods and made it their home. Then their grandfather, James Alden, found them and brought them to live with him in his big white house in Greenfield. He had the boxcar moved to his backyard as a special surprise for his grandchildren. The Aldens often used the boxcar as a clubhouse.
Well, surprises always...